Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's your decision and my decision, praise God, to do what God is telling us and to rejoice and be glad in this day that the Lord has made. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I'm your host for today, Pastor Terry White. I am the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. And we honor our great God on today because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. My God. Hallelujah. Our kinsman redeemer. Praise God. He is our Savior and he is Lord. He is our Lord. Amen. And we honor him today. We honor the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your way. We say have your way in our lives today. Praise God. During this Blog Talk program, have your way, Holy Ghost. Amen. And again, as I stated, we are a part of this wonderful part of the body of Christ and Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated under the leadership of the Holy Ghost and on this side of heaven. Praise God. Amen. The mighty, wonderful, great woman of God, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. She is the founding pastor and chief apostle of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. And we just bless the Lord for the woman of God. Hallelujah. She is, amen, just a blessing to the body of Christ, a blessing. God uses her mightily for his people and the work that he is doing in the earth. Praise God. And we just bless the Lord for all those that are standing with Dr. Ogburn in our headquarters church, the assistant pastor there, Pastor Mary Williams. Amen. We bless the Lord for her. We bless the Lord for the elders. Amen. Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith. We bless the Lord for all the pastors, the apostles. Amen. Everyone, all the members there in the number one church, all their families, children. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for each and every one, praise God, in the number 2 church, starting with the great woman of God, my anointed wife, amen, co-pastor Rhonda White. We bless the Lord for the woman of God, always just about God's business, praise God, and her heart is just full of his love, amen. He has shed his love abroad in our hearts, and I tell you what, sometimes I believe that between my wife and Dr. Ogburn, I tell you, just, amen, just saturating people with the love of God, and that's what God wants, amen. So I tell you what, I'm just privileged and honored to stand with them in this great ministry. I'm honored, so honored by our wonderful God, amen, that he allows me to be a part of what he's doing in the earth, praise God. So I'm excited, praise God. I am excited to be on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast on today. And to all the members in the number 2 church here in Lakeland, Florida, with myself and co-pastor White, we salute you. God bless you, each and every one of you, all your families, the children, everybody. Praise God. And all those that listen to this great Blog Talk Radio broadcast from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, amen. Probably most of you on a daily basis, amen. We are blessed to be able to be here at 5:30 on each and every day of the week. Praise God. Amen. So we, again, are just wonderfully honored and blessed to be a part of what God is doing. We are striving to continue to be kingdom-minded, praise God. We're striving to say the name of Jesus. And when I say that, I mean to proclaim the name of Jesus boldly and proudly and strongly. Amen. Amen. Especially in this year of 2023 that God has brought us into, praise God. that more and more people can know, praise God, about the saving, amen, be in the knowledge of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive that great gift of salvation that only he can give. Hallelujah. There is no other way to God the Father unless you come through God the Son, who is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing is the one that anointing, amen, his anointing is the anointing, excuse me, that destroys the yokes off of us, amen, those things that bind us up, that separate us and draw us and lead us into sin that separates us from God. He is the only one that has the anointing that can destroy those yokes, praise God. And it is such a blessing and such an honor that he anoints us as we come to know him and build relationship with him and surrender our lives to him as Lord and Savior and King. Amen. Hallelujah, that he allows his anointing to be in our lives and on us and flow through us, praise God, to, amen, to move forth the kingdom agenda in the earth. That's right. God's agenda is to seek and save that which is lost, praise God, to give life, praise God, to all those who receive the God kind of life, that Zoe, praise God, the God kind of life, amen, to all who would want to not just exist, amen, but to thrive and be alive, amen. Like the word of God says in the Gospel of John 10, praise God, in verse 10, the thief, the enemy of our souls, amen, Satan, he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, amen, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, amen, he said, I am come, hallelujah, that you may have life and have that life more abundantly, to the full, amen, overflowing, abundant life, praise God, not just exist, not just merely be going through the motions, praise God, but an exuberant, bountiful, beautiful, explosive type of life, amen, that only comes through, amen, knowing God, amen, having that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen. So we're excited about that, amen, excited about being a part of what God is doing. We're going to pray, and we're going to go, amen, into the word of God. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together, amen, into your presence another time. Hallelujah. We bow down to your majesty and your glory, God, and we give you the honor and glory and praise that's only due to you, amen, with our lips and with our hearts and with our minds, with our entire being. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you, Savior. We honor you, King. We honor you. Hallelujah. Our kinsman redeemer, we thank you for doing what no one else could. Hallelujah. What no one else would, praise God. You paid the debt that you didn't owe, but a debt that we owed but could not pay. My God. Hallelujah. You shed your sinless blood. You showed your love. Amen. It wasn't the nails that held you to the cross, but your love for us, your love for me and all the world. Praise God. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth. Thy will be done in our lives on today, God. We thank you. God, we pray for all the ministers, praise God, all the pastors, preachers, apostles, evangelists, teachers, amen. All those prophets, amen, prophets who hold position, God, and that are serving you and are humble to you, God. We pray that you would touch them right now and bless them, move for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Move for our apostle, God. Hallelujah. And all those, amen, that are standing with their, that's calling on the name of Jesus and serving you in spirit and in truth, God. We say thank you for all those around the world, God, and each and every person, God, that's under the sound of my voice, amen, that hear this blog talk radio broadcast, God. Touch them. You know all about them, God. You know what they need, God. You know what I need. You know all about us, God. You know, where we're lacking, and we know, amen, where you built us up, God. So we thank you, and we praise you for your word, God, that it will come through, amen, clear, amen. And we know that it won't return to you void, amen. It's going to accomplish what you sent it to do. God, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance and peace coming, God, for your people, all those that are listening, God. And we ask these things in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We are going to be taking our text from the Old Testament book of Lamentations. And I believe at a few weeks ago we were in the book of Lamentations here on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast from Sunshine of Faith. And but God brings me back to this more and more, praise God, because he wants us to understand, hallelujah, his great love for us, praise God, amen, his great love. God's love shines out through, amen, this particular book of Lamentations, amen. And I understand many of you that know the word of God, amen, and some of you that are coming in to this wonderful, beautiful family of God, and you're just learning, praise God, amen, and you get to the book of Lamentations, and maybe you've heard some people talk about it, amen, but it is a beautiful, wonderful book, amen. A lot of people think of it as, oh, it's a book of woe, and it's a book of sorrow and solemnness. But listen, amen, what the book of Lamentations is doing is bringing us to a place where we are solemn, we are reflective, we are, amen, looking, amen, and examining ourselves, amen, to see where we've fallen short, praise God, amen. And the ultimate result here is to bring us from a place from where we are, amen. Some people may be reading this and they're in a place of rebellion against God, amen, and that is a terrible, scary place to be. Some people, amen, may not be in full rebellion, praise God, amen, but we all know that there are things that we can do better, and we, as we submit ourselves more and more to the Lord Jesus, praise God, he has given us, amen, the ability, amen, to walk in his ways, the ways of holiness, his righteousness, praise God, hallelujah, his way, amen, and not our way, praise God, because his way supersedes our way. His way is higher than our way, holier than our way on our own, praise God. So this book allows us to see that, so it brings us from that point, amen, of falling short, praise God, missing the mark, amen, being woefully left in a state of sin and separation from God, to a point of conviction, praise God, and then to a point of repentance, praise God, meaning turning away from those things that have so easily beset us, those besetting sins, those things that sometimes may be reoccurring, those secular type of things that have been in our lives for so long, and God is trying to root them out, and God is, and he's blessed you in other areas and given you victory in other areas, but some things, amen, God is still moving for you, amen, to bring, amen, a wholeness and a completeness, amen, and deliverance. Not saying that you gonna just attain and you're never gonna have any issues again, because Jesus said in this life you shall have trouble, you're gonna have some trials, you're gonna have some tribulation, that because we live in a fallen world. But for us to ignorantly, after so long, ignorance is not bliss. Amen. After so long, amen, there is an expectation, praise God, that we, amen, develop into maturity, praise God. Amen. And God is full of, our God is full of compassion. Amen. We'll see that in this, these passages of scripture on this afternoon. Our God is full of love. Amen. Lamentations chapter 3 is where we're going to
Amen. Delve in, praise God, and we're going to start our reading. Amen. You can read the entire chapter in your devotion time. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to start at verse 19. Praise God. Verse 19. Because again, in the open, I want it to be clear. Amen. That this is written. Amen. And God is using, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, the prophet to let the people know, praise God, amen, that they have sinned and they have transgressed the law of God. And when we sin, we first sin against God, amen, hallelujah. Yes, in the natural, in the physical sense, amen, we make, amen, you know, our actions are literally against other people, amen, in that sense. But our first transgression is against God, amen. And a lot of people think that the author, amen, is the prophet Jeremiah, amen. And that is up to, amen, some debate, praise God. I believe probably it is Jeremiah, amen, around 587 BC, amen, hallelujah, and it talks about suffering as punishment for sin, but it also gives us, amen, in this word of God, amen, the hardship and the sorrow and the prayer, amen, but it also gives us that bright light, amen, of conviction, again, turning from being convicted of what we've done and how we've transgressed God's law and his way and his will for us, praise God, because it's all love, amen. Because, see, what we have to see out of this, amen, is his great love for us, praise God, amen. So that's what we want to see here when we look at the book of Lamentations. And verse 19 says, remembering my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall, my soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Amen, amen. And the writer here is letting us know, praise God, when we think of, when our hearts have been transformed and we've turned away from the sin and the rebellion, praise God, and turn to God, hallelujah, and are submitting ourselves to his will and to his way, praise God. And then when we think about our afflictions because of the things that we have done and our roaming and our unsettledness, praise God, and the wormwood and the gall, amen, is a type of seeing, amen, the hellish type of life that we live when we're separated by sin from God, my God, today, amen. But then my soul still remembers and sinks within me. And verse 21 says, this I recall to mind, therefore what? I have hope, praise God, because good God Almighty, amen, I'm still alive, praise God. God's love is still going out to me. You've got to see this for yourself, saint of God. Amen. My brother, my sister, God bless you. You must see, amen, through this wonderful word of God on this evening, praise God, from Lamentations chapter 3, praise God, that there's a light, a beacon of light and love shining through all of this, praise God. Well, some may say, amen, gloom and sorrow, amen, but a lot of this you'll see once you read through it, praise God, that it was brought on by the folks that transgress God's law, amen. It was not brought on by God, amen, just to punish somebody, just to be punishing him. God is not, amen, sitting up in heaven just angry, praise God. God is love. He don't have to go nowhere to get any love, amen. He don't need anybody else to, amen, to complete him, to make him loving. He is love. So love comes from him, praise God. But yes, he is also a just God and sovereign and holy, praise God. So sin, amen, cannot amen, stay in his presence, praise God. Therefore, if your life is riddled with sin, amen, that is going to separate you from his presence, praise God. But his love is still there waiting for you to return, praise God. Hallelujah. And he has this wonderful way that we may not understand, amen, most contemporary, amen, theologians, amen, they write commentaries, but they don't really understand because the love of God is so great, amen, and his compassions never fail, praise God. We'll see that in the text, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get through this thing, but I get excited about God's goodness toward us, amen. I got, amen, about 9 minutes, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look here, amen. Verse 22 says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. You've got to understand, it's not you, it's not your abilities outside of God, it's not your intellect that you think that you got on your own, it's not what you have achieved. Praise God. All those things are wonderful in their place. Once you understand that God is the, amen, creator, praise God. He created you, and he is, amen, your provider, amen, and he makes provisions, and he allows, amen, people to be touched by, amen, his, amen, his great love to do things and become, amen, a provision for you and afford you, amen, the accommodations to gain wealth and to gain, amen, success in maybe a career field or whatever it is, praise God. But don't think for a moment that you've done this on your own. It is God, amen, and his mercy is why we're not consumed. Remember that, saint of God. So his love is shining through. And the B part of that verse says, because his compassions fail not. Oh, don't miss this part right there. In verse 23, it says, they are new every morning. My God, great is your faithfulness. Somebody ought to shout glory right there. Amen. Great is God's faithfulness unto us. Amen. They are new. Amen. His compassions anew every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Verse 24 says, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. See, your soul got to agree, amen, with God and understand he is your portion. Praise God. He is your provider. He is your all in all. My God, you got to have a desire for the ways of God and the will of God. Praise God. You have to have a desire to want to serve him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. When your soul can, amen, amen, say amen, the Lord is my portion, praise God, amen, hallelujah, then you can understand and realize the great depths of his love, praise God, as he reveals more and more to you through this wonderful relationship with our God, hallelujah. The part of that verse says, therefore I hope in him, my God. See, we're trying to find our hope, and sometimes, saint of God, man of God, woman of God, amen, we get too complacent, and we start to conform too much to this world and this world system, amen, which is dominated by sin and being infiltrated by the evil one, Satan, praise God, yes, amen. So he is dominating this world sin and twisting this world system and twisting it into sin and degradation, and so therefore we are being separated as we fall into this assimilation and trying to be like the world, amen, then we're falling into a trap, amen, that leads us away from God and away from his covering and away from his blessings, away from his wisdom and away from his love, away from his compassions, praise God, amen, hallelujah. Now, again, that's not to say that God love is not always there, amen. We're just not receiving it. We're rejecting it, amen, when we walk in the ways of this world system, amen. So my hope is in him. I don't find my hope in no other place, amen, but in Jesus. Y'all heard it said, Jesus' love and his righteousness. That's where my hope is in. My hope, amen, is in the King of Glory, praise God. My hope is in Jesus. I find my identity in Jesus, my purpose in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When I met my wife, she was serving God, praise God. And I was serving him, amen, but I was in a quandary. I was, amen, in a place where I say, God, if you don't do it, it won't get done, amen. And then he sent the woman of God, amen, hallelujah, amen, to let me see somebody living a life, amen, amen, and learning, amen, to understand that, amen, that I could find my hope in him, praise God. My identity didn't have to be in her, praise God, amen. But she would be a compliment to that, amen. She, amen, and I could be a compliment to her in that way, praise God, amen. Encouraging her in the Lord and her encouraging me, praise God. And that's how it's been, praise God. Ooh, to the glory of God, hallelujah. Verse 25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, praise God, amen. We don't lead ourselves. God needs to lead us, amen. So we need to be, amen, anxiously waiting. That means occupying, praise God, amen, amen, doing, amen, kingdom work, praise God. And that this is not works for just work's sake, amen, because we must have faith, and our faith is born out of the love that God has shown to us first, and he shows to us best, praise God. And out of that, our faith, amen, in action, amen, has works, because we're reciprocating as best we can, amen, that love that he's shown to us, praise God, hallelujah. So it's not just works, thinking that we can get in on works, amen, but we got to love him, we got to trust him, we got to believe in him. Our faith has to grow, and out of that we do, amen. So that waiting, amen, is occupying until he tells us to move again, praise God, doing, amen, kingdom business till he tells us to move, amen, and expand and do something else, amen, hallelujah. And amen, to be part of that verse says, to the soul who seeks him, praise God, amen. He's good to those, amen, to the souls that seek him, praise God. Verse 26 says, it is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. As soon as you can get this, amen, if there's any young people, or you can encourage them, parents, if you're on here, you got children, amen, try to, amen, instill in them, amen, the love of God, amen, to love God and to love his ways and to love his will, praise God, and to that their soul can say amen, that amen, the Lord is my portion, amen, as young as they can, praise God, hallelujah. Do it in their youth, do it in your youth, amen, hallelujah. Start to learn these things, take on God's yoke in your youth, so you'll be used to the goodness of God. We've been messed up and stepped on and left aside and left for dead for so long. Some of us, amen, don't even understand the love, amen, if it smack us in the face, praise God. Ah, yes, amen, praise God. But God loves you, amen. And if you take it on as early as you can, praise God, amen, hallelujah, the better off you'll be. Verse 28 says, let him, amen, sit alone and keep silent because God has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. Amen. Therefore, there may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes him and be full of reproach. Amen. Just get a humble spirit. Amen. So we want to wrap this up in saying, amen, God loves you. Amen. And this book, amen, if you read through it, praise God, yes, it's reflective. It shows us our transgressions. It makes it really graphic and really to get our attention. Amen. Praise God. It is seeking to get our attention so we know where we have erred. Amen. And so we can understand that the great love of God that's coming out to us, praise God, is like nothing we have could ever imagine, praise God, hallelujah. We want you to let you know that you can reach us at Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, the number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida, at P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. You won't regret it. Send your prayer request. We'd love to pray with you. Send your partnership offering at 8032 P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Amen. Also, you can call me, Pastor Terry White, 863-279-2332. That's 863-279-2332. 279-2332. You can also contact Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Again, she is the founding pastor and chief apostle of this great ministry. She is a wonderful leader, wonderful woman of God. She will listen. She will pray with. She is a licensed counselor. She can counsel with you. Amen. Individual, family counsel, whatever you need. Amen. You can reach the woman of God at 301-732-0461. Amen. That's 301-732-0461. If you, amen, are on the internet, praise God, you can join us, amen, actually this evening at 7 p.m., Sunshine of Faith number 2 in Lakeland, Florida, for our midweek Bible study, Wellness Wednesday, praise God. Join us at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live, praise God. Amen. That's Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2. Facebook Live at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, 12:30 on Sundays, praise God, for Sunday Live. Amen. And also join Dr. Ogburn if you're in the DMV, the amen, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and you can get to Baltimore, Maryland, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue at 1:30 on Sundays, praise God, 1:30 p.m. on Sundays, amen. Join them there, hallelujah, amen, for a time in God, hallelujah. You will feel the love, amen. Deliverance will meet you there. Healing will meet you there, amen. Hallelujah. The word of God, amen, that liberates us and gives us the instruction to live the victorious life will be there. You can join them. Again, that's 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Join them at 1:30 p.m. on Sundays. Praise God. Join Dr. Ogburn on Facebook at 11:30 on Sundays. Praise God. Amen. Remember this, as our apostle says, Jesus loved you, and so do we. And guess what? We'll see you when we see you. We love you. Till next time. Bye-bye.